You know when there's a good thing and you like the good thing, then they change the good thing and then you don't like the good thing anymore?
Yeah, it happens all the time.
Like cereal, they'll change
it. Food, television, yeah.
They did it with Coke in the 80s and made it new Coke and they screwed it up and they had to go back. Well, when it comes to technology, if they change, they never change back and then it's not as good.
Like what?
I mean, yeah, you could look at what was that quick video thing that was hot back in the day?
The Vine?
Like Vine.
Yeah.
They screwed up Vine and then Vine went away. But what they
did instead is they brought Reels to Instagram and it's just like Vine.
But Vine was huge.
Yeah.
They did something to it, screwed it up, and now it went away.
Right.
So now the thing everybody loves is TikTok.
Right. Uh-oh. So
they're going to screw up TikTok now.
Have they already? Is that why you're bringing this up?
No, they're getting ready to screw it up.
How?
They're going to make videos 3 times longer.
Okay.
If it's not broke,
yeah,
leave it alone. You don't have to keep changing something. That's the problem. If it's great and it works and it's got 1 billion people on it, leave it alone.
Right.
You don't have to improve it.
And the best thing about TikTok is that the videos are short. You can consume a bunch of them. You know, now if they're longer, I'm not going to sit there, especially there's some people, they're very good in like short quips. So they'll be like this and they show you something and then you move on. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to, not everyone has the ability to talk about stuff long. A lot of people that I follow on TikTok right now, if they start doing longer videos, probably won't be following them anymore. Probably less interesting.
The great thing about TikTok is flipping through it real quick.
Yes.
So I can hit 45 people in 15 seconds. Just, bap, not a dog, not a dog, not a dog. Cute chick. Okay. Cute chick, not a dog. Here we go. Okay. It's a cat. I'll watch that. But if you make it 3 minutes long every video, then what's the difference between that and YouTube?
Right. Right. Or Instagram stories or Instagram reels or literally anything else, like any video I can put up anywhere.
Right. So
right, yeah.
If it's not broke and there's a gazillion people on it, leave it alone and come up with something else and call it flip flop or whatever the hell. Change the name and make that videos 3 minutes long, but leave TikTok alone. But mark my words right now, July 2nd, 2021, TikTok is going to be ruined.
Well, or maybe that's the feedback they're getting from a lot of their...
And that's their problem.
Right. Don't listen to your customers. Know your own product and make your own decisions.
It's like the people that would bring in, radio stations would bring in a group of people and they would play one of our bits and they would say, what do you think about this? And 3 out of 10 would hate it, and then we would be called into a meeting, and it's a whole thing. No, if the ratings are there, leave it alone.
No, and it's out of context is the other thing, because people that watch things and listen to things, they get it. Like the people I follow on TikTok, I know their whole story. I know who they are. So if I just played a piece of somebody giving advice, you'd be like, who's this bitch? But then when you see that she has this whole big long story behind her, and the reason she's giving advice is because she went through this and it was funny, but now she's just like, you caught an advice video. Usually it's funny. Like you can't. I think that's, you're right. That's a huge mistake.
Yeah, it's going to turn into content and not quick hits. And that's why we love TikTok, is because I can ingest a ton of people very quickly.
Right.
Not a dog. I mean,
listen,
dog.
People have been asking Twitter for 10 years or more for an edit button. And Twitter's not going to do that. And they're smart to not do that because, like, for example, like Twitter is now being used by, like, you know, presidents and people that, if they go back and they try to edit something, that's a problem. It's a national problem. Once they say something, it becomes like part of the archives and part of the record. Mm-hmm. So it's like erasing history. So they can never have an edit button on Twitter. You can keep asking for that. Just do me a favor. If you spell something wrong in your tweet, just delete it and just rewrite another tweet. You know what I mean? Like you'll be fine.
Mm-hmm. But Facebook, you can edit.
Yeah, but Facebook is not the place. I have never once followed a president on Facebook to see what they're thinking or doing, or anyone in the public eye, like any of those people. I'm barely on Facebook. I could care less what celebrities are on Facebook. None of them are. They're all on Twitter, and that's where the messaging happens, and that's where the archives happen. So Twitter became more like it used to be, people making sex jokes and jokes about their dogs. Now it's become like a major platform for communication. So they can't add an edit button. It'd be a huge mistake.
But Facebook, remember when Facebook was good and you could see all your friends on the timeline and not the algorithm that would pop up? And now over time with the ads, the algorithm, all that, they've screwed it up. I mean, it's not even a entertaining experience anymore. How many times do you go to TikTok and not Facebook?
I haven't been to Facebook in so long. What I do now is I have things that I post elsewhere. I just have them transfer over to Facebook.
Really?
Yeah.
People used to do that the other way. Post it on Facebook and then Twitter would get the same thing, but in a different format.
The backwash.
Yeah, exactly. But now you're doing it the other way. You're putting it on Instagram and it's going the other way.
Oh God, if we didn't do this for a living, I would never be on I'd be off Facebook so fast.
Really?
Yeah, I got nothing. What's on Facebook? Why am I there? For what? To watch my friends yell at each watch strangers yell at each other? That's my favorite. I'll post something really innocuous and then suddenly one of our listeners from Charlotte who still follows me will start yelling at one of our listeners from this show. And they'll get into this big, giant argument. It's like over Britney Spears, over stupid shit. You know, it's like, that's Facebook. Facebook is just people telling each other to go F themselves.